Warning, the following program is not for the weak-hearted. Those who are closed-minded, or in general, you're scared to learn what's behind closed doors. Here at Sapphire Zero Play, I want you to pour the wine. Grab somebody that you want to hold on to, or better yet, get the vibration stimulated through your body. Get ready for one hell of an orgasm in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up, all you sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? It's your girl, Sapphire, and man, oh man, oh man. We have made it into Pride Month, officially, okay? And as somebody who is part of the community, and yes, you might be like, but all I see is you post pictures of you and your boyfriend. Motherfuckers, at the end of the day, I'm bi, might be even a little lesbian, and that's just the last man I'll ever fucking be with, okay? But at the end of the day, I am part of the community. So I am going to say happy Pride and fuck all these corporations trying to capitalize on sexuality and fuck all these Hollywood folks too trying to capitalize on folks' lifestyles. Because, you know, we have to talk about Demi Lovato. And I had to bring on a special guest who was on with us in March. And, you know, usually I try to give y'all an ear break of people, but I had to bring them back on. I had to. Because there is nobody as passionate as I am when it comes to this shit in our community better than Sanaya Latif, a.k.a. Ho on the Go. Welcome back, boo.
Thank you. So glad to be back and ready for the bullshit.
Okay, let me just sip on this. I'm sipping on whiskey and coffee. I was supposed
to get
a
big gulp.
Seriously, I was about to do like some grocery shopping after this, but I feel like I'm gonna be drunk after this. So might just be an R&R day and just eat what I got at the house. That's what it's about to be.
It's kind of, the vibes are giving that today. It's definitely giving that. Relax.
Yeah, just relax, you know, fuck all the bullshit. But man, oh man. So since the last time you popped up on the show, we've talked about an array of topics. Yasmin and I, as many of you know now, Yasmin is no longer a part of the show. There's no bad blood or anything. But, you know, things transition. Things transition with time. And how convenient that, again, a lot of things have happened, and it's all surrounding sexuality.
They sure have.
Sexuality has been popping up left and right like it's been a trend. And Lord have mercy, let me take a sip of this. I don't even know how this began, but Sanaya was the one that texted me early morning. I want to say this happened last month, right?
This happened, yeah, it did happen last month.
So last month, if you were living under a rock, Demi Lovato came out as being non-binary after literally just a month before coming out and said, yo, everybody, I'm pansexual. Mm. And listen, I'm not trying to, you know, disregard someone on their sexual preference and what they want to be identified as, but I was like, this is just a little too convenient. Pride is literally around the corner, and Demi has the nerve to say, no, you're gonna call me they them, and everybody is welcoming with open arms on this.
All right.
And then Billy Porter, who I love, has even, you know, reposted content of Fuck University, another project that I work with Suit and Tie, but came out and said he's HIV positive, or no, that he has AIDS. And again, a little bit too convenient for my liking, because Pose is on its final season, and his character, Pray Tell, as everybody knows who has been watching the show, is dealing with the struggles of dying from AIDS on the show. So I'm like, Billy, boo, why now? Why now? When your show is about to end, do you find it the time to come out and say, hey, everyone, I do have AIDS. I've had it for, you know, a couple of years, but I feel like now's the time for me to come out about this.
Right. I didn't even know about Demi Lovato coming out as pansexual, because I thought she was already out as bi from before anyway. So that's news to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So they went from being, hey, I'm Demi, I'm Pan. Hey, I'm Demi. Now there's no, you know, female pronouns. You got to call me they, them, or my name. And I'm just like,
Interesting.
Yes. It just frustrates me so much because here you are, Sanaya, someone who has been living in their truth. Actually, give me a backstory. How long have you identified yourself as being non-binary? Walk us through.
Probably, I mean, I always say my entire life because I've always known and been comfortable with my gender for a very long time. Like, I always tell my mom, like, I always used to say things like, I'm the dad, or like, if people would refer to me as like he or him, I wouldn't like be offended by that. And now, while I exclusively use they, them pronouns, I only recently really started identifying as non-binary because the language has started to come into existence. The language hasn't necessarily always been there for us, but I mean, we've existed forever. And so, you know, being out as non-binary, if we want to call it out, or just like being myself, I mean, it's nice to know that a lot of other folks are doing it and feel comfortable, but I also feel like we're missing the fact that this is, you know, everybody's every day. It's not an event. It's not an occasion. It's definitely not a celebration like that. So I just find it really interesting that we, of all people, Demi Lovato, we have kind of picked as our fucking non-binary figurehead. I don't fucking know what the fuck that is.
And you know what's crazy to me? Just a year ago, Janelle Monáe basically came out as non-binary and nobody, you know, is talking about that.
Right. In which Janelle Monáe, first of all, love Janelle Monáe and would always
Same.
Support them.
Same.
And so, but like that also goes to show that in even celebrity fandom or whatever, the optics of who is received when they have these moments is very clear who the spotlight is given to.
Let's just call a spade a spade. I feel like personally, whenever somebody in the Black community comes out in their sexuality, it's not taken as serious as someone. And I'm not going to disregard, you know, the Latinx community. I'm not going to disregard, you know, the Asian community. But I feel that whenever we type in gayness, Black and brown really is not really in the mix, first and foremost. Just like when you type in polyamory, which Sanaya and I are both very active in the poly lifestyle, you don't see Black and brown, you see white.
Right.
There is this whole whitewashing of gay culture. And now mm-hmm. it's like our sexuality is being turned into a fucking fad when it's not.
Right. And I mean, we've already seen this as time has gone on, right? People who are gender fluid in their gender, fluid in their sexuality, we've seen over time the way that the world responds to these people. And we saw it like over the last few years with trans folks and folks getting trans rights. We already know disproportionately that Black and brown trans people are murdered at a much higher rate. But it's like if a Black or brown trans person is out there or decides to come out as trans, that's not necessarily front page news. And they're definitely not even cast in roles. Pose is really the reason, along with a couple other roles. But I mean, Pose really is the one show that has really put Black and brown folks that are queer and trans on TV. Like,
absolutely.
The representation is gone. It's not there.
The Shy also, I will say, you know, thank you for casting Jasmine Williams, who is also right. trans, a Black female, beautiful, gorgeous, and, you know, they go there with those lines. Like, I just watched tonight's episode, and Jason Weaver is one of the like guest co-stars on it and didn't realize that his boy is dating a trans woman.
Oh gosh, wait, don't tell me because I haven't even seen it, but
I was waiting
for whenever that might have happened.
Okay, yeah, I'll say less, but you already know. I'm just going to say that. There was a reveal, and you already know some shit is about to go down, period. Right. And again, I like that. I like that, you know, there is a sort of progression somewhat in Hollywood, but we could do better. We could do so much better because now it's like, especially after a year, after being in quarantine, everybody seems to have a blog about sex. Everybody has a blog about, you know, being non-binary and talking about, you know, gender pronouns and talking about the trans community. But at the same time, are people really doing the work? Are you now just banking off the fact that, oh, this is now a social trend, let me just come out with it? Because Sanaya knows I'm irritated as fuck with some of you people coming out left and right with a sex podcast, and you guys are spewing misinformation daily, weekly. Right. And here I am, a radio podcaster, a radio personality for almost 10, 15 years in this game. And the one thing I never do is not bring on guests who don't know what the fuck they're talking about. I'm not going to speak on issues that I know nothing about. And I'm not going to not speak my truth and not speak my anger and frustration with y'all. And this shit is not easy.
Right.
This shit is not easy. So I want to reiterate again, sexuality is not a trend. This is part of the name of the episode this week. My sexuality is not a trend. I need people to cut the bullshit and realize that there are folks that are dying because they come out. There are folks being abandoned by their blood family because they come out being non-binary, being trans, being gay, being lesbian, this, that, and the third.
Right.
This is not a fucking trend. This is not, you know, a game that you could restart again and get a new life and everybody's going to be happy with it.
Right. And I mean, we already know coming out is a very Western concept. It's not something that everyone can do, but it's also something that I've talked about before. If you are going to be a part of any community, there comes responsibility with that, regardless of whether or not you chose that. If you're going to choose to take on a label of any kind, you represent that community in some way, shape, or form. And so what you do with that is really important. It's not just, hey, I'm this, and then you go on about your day. There are things that come with those labels. Like, there's stigma, there's shame, there's hate, there's work. Like, it's not just a privilege to be non-binary or gay or straight. It's not just like something that I'm choosing to just be.
And again, for the record, being non-binary is not something that's new. It's been around, but I feel like now people are just now getting comfortable with it. I have to say, you were probably one of the first few people that I know personally who identifies as non-binary. I have a lot of trans and gay friends, but non-binary, I really don't have a lot of friends that identify as non-binary. And I think it's a beautiful thing. I have lesbians that rather not use feminine, masculine pronouns and just want people to call them by their name, which for the longest, I feel like that's where a lot of people stood. They just didn't know where to put, you know, the they, them in there.
Uh-huh.
In fact, one of my friends even said, you know, whenever I use they, them, I feel like I'm more of an alien. Like, I'm not, like, you no longer want to identify me as a person, a human being. So either just call me by my name or call me nothing at all.
Uh-huh.
You know, and yeah. I feel that.
Yeah, I think one of the really great things about being non-binary is that there is no one way to be non-binary because gender expression is extremely expansive. Gender identity is extremely expansive. And so are pronouns. And so there are non-binary people who use pronouns that are not they, them. There are non-binary people who still use he and she pronouns. Like, you know, that's not my personal choice. I probably more closely identify with the gender of a, or excuse me, the term agender, which means that I don't fit into or believe that I have any gender at all.
You're genderless. Neutral. Yeah, you're neutral.
I'm genderless. So, you know, I think that even that to people is very strange. And I have to explain a lot of different aspects of like what I don't appreciate about certain things. Like, I don't want people to call me ma'am. And I feel like even as a person that if I was a woman, I'm young. Don't call me ma'am.
You're not somebody's like, mama.
Like, don't do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, just other terms where it's just like, it's so gendered. It's so, I don't know. It's just everything also seems really outdated. Like a lot of these terms, it's like, don't call me goddess anymore either. Unless I'm actually someone who is like in like sex work that maybe wants to be referred to as that. Don't call me that. Like that's, it ain't cute.
I have been trying to refrain myself from calling certain people queen, goddess, only because the negativity that's associated with it, you know, we've talked about it on the show when you came on and talked about our attacks in Clubhouse on the Dear Black People episode, which if you haven't heard and you're like, ooh, this Sanaya person is just dope. I just want to hear this episode. Go back to the Dear Black People, because we also do briefly talk about a little bit of sexuality as well. But, you know, goddess, queen, those are now being associated with Hotepism. Mm-hmm. And Hotepism is the abusive connotations that Black men use to refer us as if like we're nothing. Whereas I get it amongst like female presence. You know, that's a way for us to uproot each other. But at the same time, we got to also be mindful of, okay, words do hurt. You know, just like calling somebody out of their pronoun does hurt. It's offensive. It shows that you are not willing to learn. You could please cut me off at any point if I'm saying anything wrong.
But, oh, no, you're right. Yeah.
You know, and it's like I tell people when you misgender somebody and they plain as day have it out there for the world to see. You go on to Sanaya's profile, and thank God for Instagram now. They're allowing people to put their pronouns on there. Mm-hmm. And if you keep calling Sanaya she or even he when it clearly says they, them, or their fucking name, you might as well just call them the N-word on top of that, because that's showing the lack of respect that you have for Sanaya.
Right. I always, it's usually the conversation that I have with folks who are stubborn about pronouns, because the very common response is, well, I don't do that. And it's like, well, it has nothing to do with you. It has something to do with the other person. If someone were to call you out of your name, you'd be upset and offended, right? More than likely people say yes. So then they understand, like, okay, I get it. Like, it's a respect thing. But it shouldn't have to even be that we have to explain it so far. It's just like, if you were to give someone your name and they said your name correctly, you'd also be mad. So it's just, it's common sense, but not common enough.
And let's face it, folks don't have common sense. Let's be real. We're giving folks the benefit of the doubt, because here we are still in 2021 and we still don't know how to act even when we see two men or two females or two genderless people kissing in the streets. We don't know how to react to that. We still don't know how to act. We don't have any household manners, okay? Mm. We don't have home training.
No, none. And I just also want to say that for the folks who are interested or trying to understand gender identity, please also understand that gender and sexuality are not one and the same. And so talking about being non-binary or trans has nothing to do with your sexuality.
I'm glad that you brought that up, because I was going to bring it. So please, let's branch into that. Let's get a little bit into that, please.
Yes. Oh, gosh. I've been noticing. So, like, I mean, we've been talking about it's becoming more widely accepted and folks are talking more about gender identity, gender expression, and pronouns and stuff like that. So there's been a lot of really cool and helpful infographics out there where folks can kind of like circle the names and pronouns and terms that they're okay with. You know, because like I was telling you, ma'am, goddess, certain things, dude, bro, like, you know, words like that, where it's like, okay. I've even had conversations on my own platform about the ways in which people use certain words to talk about their gender identity. And so there's been this like infographic that's been going around, and one of the first questions on there, or one of the first spectrums, which is very binary anyway, gives you three options, and it says gender identity, and on one end it says male, in the middle it says non-binary, and then on the end it says female. There's so many things wrong with that first thing to begin with. I didn't even get down to the rest of the bottom, like the whole fucking thing.
The one that really pissed me off on top of the gender identity was social intimacy. It went from monogamous open to polyamorous.
Right.
I'm sorry.
As if open isn't underneath the umbrella of polyamory. That's like, it's like...
Yeah, they're basically saying that there's only three ways to this street, and that's it. And notice how asexuality wasn't even part of the social intimacy, which it should. If we're going to talk about social intimacy, why not put it into asexuality? Which means that you have no sexual desire. You're just kind of like, I'm all about just connecting with folks and that's it. There's no sexual, you know, tension between us. It's just people being around people, I guess is the best way to, you know, tell it to folks.
Right. And even with that, it's, I mean, there's just so many things wrong with that. The first thing I want to say is when we're talking about gender and sex, number one, gender identity is not male or female. Gender identity would be woman, man, boy, girl. That's like, that's the expression. Male and female is literally the sex. And even with that, as we all know, male and female is not the only sex that someone can have. You can be intersex. It's the the conversation around these topics of sexuality and gender are so binary still, because people want to fit into these boxes so badly. Like, they want to check off these boxes so badly.
I just sent you actually a sexual orientation scale that someone had posted to their account. And I'm like, you know what? Actually, I can get down to this graphic because it does exactly what you're talking about in breaking down, you know, some of the sexual orientations out there that we don't really talk about. So not to cut you off on that.
Oh, no. Yeah. And this is great because it also was going to go into my next point anyway, which is like we still don't even fully understand how sexuality works. There is a difference between sexual orientation and romantic orientation. You can be a bi-romantic person and not be bisexual.
Absolutely.
Or vice versa. And people don't even understand what that means.
I will say when I was coming into my own and figuring out my own bisexuality, and even I've mentioned, you know, sometimes I feel like I am more queer because as I've gotten older, if I'm trying to find romantic partners, it's not so much what's attached to the person. It's more that I'm attracted to the being that they are. So whether or not you have a penis, a vagina, or you don't even identify with, you know, the tools that you are given, I just like to fall in love with the person. You know, the rest comes later, kind of thing. And then there's days where I'm like, I really want dick. I really want pussy. I want them both. I don't want them both. You know, it's the romantic scale of that. And people don't seem to understand that. It's not a matter of, I can't make up my mind. It's just, there are some times I'm attracted to you and there's some days I'm not attracted to you.
Right.
You know, and it's not all about the sex. I hate that people associate the LGBTQIA plus community with sex, that we're just these horny beings walking around just wanting to fuck on something.
Right.
And I heard it on a friend's podcast, like, claiming that West Hollywood, that's all we do out there is just sex, 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 sex. And I'm like, no.
No.
No. I've gone to brunch.
If that was the case, then folks who were queer would be having sex with people who were queer but all be in straight relationships.
Yeah.
Or heterosexual ones. So it's like, but that's not the case most of the time.
No.
Or the majority of the time, it's never the case. So it's just like, that is such an old, shitty theory, which at the end of the day, though, we already know where all of these fears and stereotypes come from. It's all from religion, because polyamory gets the same kick of we're all just fucking everyone, and that's not true either.
No. There are people who are poly and not having sex.
Correct.
Okay, there are people just out there just wanting to make meaningful connections, having life partners, but not even having a sexual relationship with them. There are asexual polyamorous relationships out there, but we don't want to talk about that because every time somebody approaches polyamory, it's always like, oh, you must have a lot of sex.
Right.
You must be having orgies every fucking weekend.
Right.
Or, you know, if you are gay or a lesbian, you just eat pussy and suck dick all day, and you know that pays your bills. Like, what?
No.
As much as I would like to say as much sex as I'm having, I would love for, you know, my pussy to be the cash cow. Okay, I would love, you know, instead of every time I have an orgasm, you know, liquid comes out, I would love a dollar bill to come out of my ass, to come out of my pussy, to come out of my mouth. I would love that. We'd be some, like, very rich motherfuckers out here.
This is true.
But it doesn't happen that way. It does not happen that way. I wish that, you know, we could just walk around freely, like straight people do all day. And I, you know what? Here's the thing, straight people. Fuck y'all for saying, and somebody came on my page, was like, oh, I don't identify as gay or, you know, I'm a straight man and nobody loves me out here. Motherfucker, please. You are privileged. You might be a black man, but you're still straight and you still have privilege. Because at the end of the day, nobody is coming for your sexuality. Nobody's killing you because you're a fucking straight man or woman.
No.
People are killing trans folks because they can't understand when someone says, I don't identify with how I was born.
Right. And I just think, I don't know. I just find it very interesting how we also are fighting so hard to move away from these boxes, these binaries, and these spaces where we are not able to be our true authentic selves, but we're almost, it's kind of like, I hate to sound like, you know, whatever, the old folks who are always
don't apologize.
It's true. It's like, you know, we have over-labeled ourselves to the point where now we're over-labeling ourselves again and creating more of an issue and more confusion. It's already very hard and very difficult to explain to people when you're like, oh, I'm, you know, non-binary, or oh, I'm this. Then to have to explain to people, well, because I dress like this some days that I'm femme, or because I dress like this some days I'm masc, or I dress like this all the time and I'm androgynous. We don't owe anybody descriptors or categories of how we are beyond the label that you have. Unfortunately, from what we have seen, and why I think it's taking a little bit more time for us to understand, like, folks are more than just man or woman, is because when we really started to see the trans community get, you know, support, we were only seeing the binary, right? Because if someone's transitioning, they're transitioning to a man or a woman. We don't see someone necessarily transitioning to a non-binary person, right? Because there's not necessarily a transition.
Absolutely.
And so I think that's also something that's hard for someone to grasp, because there is no transition. There is no change. And people don't understand that, because the change is not external per se. It might be internal. And so, yeah, I don't know.
Let's get into the physicality of sex. You have been riding the single wave for a little bit now. And I want to know, as someone who identifies as non-binary, do you find it sometimes difficult when you are seeking sexual partners? Do you find it difficult where you have to almost like train them in knowing how you identify? Because again, I know you, and you know, I see you on your social media. One minute you might be, like you said, dressing very femme, you know, in lingerie, posting toys, talking about your pussy. And the next minute, you give us zaddy vibes. And I'm all for it. You know, I'm all for the masculine. You really just have this, like, this swagger where it makes you more attractive because you can do it all. Anybody can do it all and present themselves whatever they want. So do you find it difficult, or like I said, do you find it that you have to like train folks into telling them like, yeah, even though I talk about my pussy and talk about my titties, I'm still not identifying as a female, you know, don't call me girl, don't call me woman, bae, you know, all those.
Right. I think it depends on the person. I feel like, one, because of where I live, it's a little bit easier because it's the norm here. Pronouns is a thing. Like, you go, most people, if you're like emailing with them and stuff, or even texting them, they probably have like their pronouns in their contacts. Like, it's very common here. I find more so that when I'm dealing with men, that I usually have difficulty with them understanding that I'm not a woman. Most of the time, I think like on my daily, like what I look like day to day, like I wear the same thing every day pretty much, which is like bike shorts and like oversized t-shirts or hoodies. And so, I mean, I don't necessarily look like a man or a woman per se, but it's just like I look like me. And so I think the less gendered form of clothing that I wear like makes it easier for people to remember. I definitely know that if I'm wearing things that make me look more feminine, then obviously people are gonna have a harder time like really remembering, unless you know me already, that I'm, you know, that I use they them pronouns. But I mean, I think it's really case by case. I can't say that it's specifically anybody, but at least in my dating experience, it's been mostly men.
Have you found it a little bit easier or difficult dealing with the men?
I think it's like, I mean, dating right now is just ass in general, so I think I think it's just, it's kind of shitty just in general. But I mean, with lately, I will say that I have actually been having a lot easier experiences with men. But I also kind of, I'm not going to say that I limit myself, but I definitely am more specific that I only date like queer men. So I think that kind of makes a difference also.
Listen, I'm glad that you said that, because again, queerism usually is not associated with men. Folks, you know, think that if you're a queer man, you must be gay.
Right. No.
And that's not the case, y'all. Just like, even I've corrected myself. You know, I for the longest would say that bi men are gay, only because of my experience. Most of the time, the bi men that said that they were bi only turned gay like a month or two after our sexual experiences together. And again, that's not me trying to shun the community. It's just, it is what it is. People transition, they're finding themselves. And I think it's kind of important though too, that if you are somebody who might be questioning their sexuality, you should be able to feel comfortable to mention that to your said partners. I feel like it's a little bit, I know, I understand that we live in a society where people are either forcing us to be out of the closet, to be one thing or another, but I find it completely fine for questioning folks out there to really just be honest with your feelings, because you would want us to be honest. You know, I like to have partners that are honest with me if this is their first experience. Just like I would want somebody, again, if you are feeling a certain way in your sexuality, feel comfortable enough to say it to me where I'm not going to judge you for it. Because at the end of the day, most of the time, I'm just going to like you for who the fuck you are, not what's underneath the clothes.
Right. And honestly, I think why a lot of people can't have that conversation is because of the fact that you feel like you have to attach a label to it. And so it's like, fuck the label. If you feel like you might want to have sex with men and you're a guy and you have a partner that is a woman, tell them. Maybe they want to have sex with women if y'all are in a heterosexual relationship. You don't know. Like, it's just, we're really scared to have these conversations about ourselves because we're, one, afraid of rejection, two, afraid of the stigma, because a lot of these labels or these things come with labels, which then come with attached stigma. Or we also are just like, what if it's just a thought and we feel like because we tried something once that that's like attached to us forever? My favorite human being on this fucking planet, because of what he said, is fucking Tank. And he was like, basically, like, I sucked a little dick and I wanted to know what it was like and I didn't like it. So I'm not gay.
And listen, we all know, and we know the music that Tank be talking about, okay?
Exactly.
Listen.
And we should all take a page from Tank's book, because that's how you know if you like something or not. You have to try it.
I love you for that. I really do. You know, I have so much love and respect for you. But honestly, yeah, I really feel like everybody should be able to just cross a little boundary once in a while. And again, you won't know if you like. I love it, and yet I hate it when women are like, oh my God, I just don't understand how you can just eat pussy. I'm like, I don't know how you can just go and suck random dick.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the dick.
No.
But I will eat pussy. I won't suck the dick as much though.
Exactly. I will eat some cooch. I will eat some coochie before I devour a dick. Okay? I've devoured a lot of dick in the past 24 hours, okay? I'm tapped out right now. I'm tapped the fuck out. My pussy, whew, Lord have mercy. Can I just say a quick shout out to the layer? The layer, the layer, the layer. If you are a squirter like me, if you like to get wet and messy in the bedroom, everybody should get the layer. And just go onto Instagram, call the layer, and get one. It's a mat. It's for your cum. It's for your love juices. And listen, I have another splat mat, and that one's fine and dandy. But here's the thing with the layer. It doesn't feel and sound like a tarp. You lay that bitch down, it just looks like a normal blanket.
Oh, bless. Because I was going to say, I hate the Liberty blankets because they literally sound like tarps.
Yeah. The one I have, it was called literally the Love Mat. They're out of business. And it just sounds like a tarp. This layer thing, it's so thin. I would show you, but it literally, I think it has my juices on it. But it's so portable. It's so portable. Like, everybody needs to get it for Pride Month. Okay. We're trying to have, you know, hot vac summer. Hot and wet vac summer. That's the shit that you need to get. So shout out to the layer real quick. I just have to say that. But
hold on. I might need to get me one. Actually.
I'm dead ass. I will DM you at the layer. That's all you got to put. At the layer.
Okay.
On Instagram. So shout out to them. But seriously, and it's female owned. Dope ass individual. You know, she slid in my DM and she's like, I heard you were a squirter. Like, let me send you one. And I'm like, fuck yeah. Send it to me.
We love free things.
I love free things because I will talk the fuck out of it and associate it with this podcast every time. But seriously, like, I really wish that we didn't live in this society where who I fuck, who I lay with is your business. Like, Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Let me tell you. I post one comment on Twitter and I had so many angry white men. Yes, I'm calling the white men out. Y'all white men are so fucking sensitive about your motherfucking chicken. And you have the nerve to tell me that I am crying over my privilege about it? Like, bitch, who the fuck are you? Telling me that I'm crying over the fact that I'm privileged only because of the fact, you know, I live in America. I'm like, bitch, I'm not privileged. I'm black. My sexuality is threatened every day.
Right.
My vagina is threatened every day. So what the fuck you mean I'm privileged? Your bitch ass is privileged. You are a white man living in America and you're gonna pick a fight with someone who's half your age because why? I talked about your nasty ass piece of chicken company. All I said was that I never have and never will give a dime to fucking Chick-fil-A because of what they do against the gay community. Never have, never will. And that's all I fucking said. And all these white men are calling me out, saying I'm crying, I'm sensitive. No, bitch, you're sensitive because you could have just scrolled on past. You did not have to threaten me. Like, bitch, I will ruin you.
Well, it makes sense, though, if you think about it, because the two largest companies that are actually very religiously backed, which are Chick-fil-A and In-N-Out. Fun fact for all you people out there, or maybe you knew and you just didn't, you wanted to ignore it, but yes, In-N-Out literally has John 3:16, the Bible scripture, on the bottom of their bags.
And cups.
So, I don't know exactly, I mean, In-N-Out claims to be Democratic, but at the end of the day, we already know that religious people, especially white Christian folks, the like complete opposite of their like pure family unit is literally like gay folks. And so it just really, it's interesting to me that we support these places that have these weird like family aesthetics. And they don't really support families at all. They support one family, which is the white nuclear family that,
and
like,
shamefully,
barely...
And shamefully, I will say, I do fuck up some In-N-Out. But you know what? I do. Listen, I do. I really do fuck with In-N-Out Burger. I had it on Friday. I most likely will have it again. But at the same time, I'm not stupid. But I just never had the desire. My stomach has never said, ooh, let me have some Chick-fil-A. If I want some real chicken, I will go to the hood. I will go to my family cookouts. I will go to my parents' house, and I will have some real fucking chicken.
Now, for Chick-fil-A, I don't think it's so much the chicken as it is the sauce and the fries.
Listen, I'm sure we can find a crack sauce anywhere else possible, okay? Listen. What was that sauce that McDonald's had, the Saskatchewan or whatever it was, that everybody was in a tizzy? And I guess Rick and Morty. I don't even watch Rick and Morty, but that's how I knew about a Saskatchewan sauce that they had. Everybody has a fucking crack sauce. Okay, Ike's Sandwiches up in the Bay, which is also here in L.A. too. Ike's Sandwiches has their crack sauce too, okay? And they call it dirty sauce. That shit is fucking good.
I love Ike's Sandwiches. So good.
Had that too last week. Shit, I've been eating out a lot. Still, okay? Shit.
It's okay, me too. It's been a rough couple of days.
Right? Listen, don't shame us for where we're eating and shit, but like, for real, I really need these companies to fuck off with all this bullshit. I just want to eat and not feel like my sexuality is being threatened. I want to be able to tweet something about a food company and not have sensitive white people coming down my throat because I talked about your nasty-ass piece of chicken.
Well, I mean, it's either we get companies like Chick-fil-A or we get companies like all the rest of them that are over here with their performative allyship and their fake-ass rainbows everywhere.
Let's speak about that. Let me tell you, I am so fucking mad. I was just talking to a friend of mine. She slid in my DM a picture about, you know, what companies think gay people wear versus like what I wear every day. Gay people do not just necessarily wear rainbows every day. And if you do, that's fine. You can go JoJo Siwa all over the motherfucker.
Ooh,
I don't give a fuck.
Which, welcome to the queer community, JoJo.
Yes, welcome to the queer community. You know what? I don't even know a song by her.
She's one of the young teeny bops that just came out. So.
Yes, and exactly. Welcome to the family, boo. Don't fuck it up for us. Don't pull a Demi. Just listen, you keep doing you. You tell these kids they can be gay and proud. It's fine. Enjoy time with your girlfriend. You had a pride party. You live it the fuck up this month. This is your month too, boo. But listen, if you want to shit out rainbows and butterflies and all that, go ahead. My ass does not. I got a gay flag for a swinger party next weekend, and I'm happy. And that's all I'm going to be supporting of the rainbow. Okay.
Yeah, there's no rainbows in my house at all.
No, I don't have a bi flag rolling around. Like, I don't have to wear my sexuality to say my sexuality. I could just easily tell you, yo, your girlfriend's fine. I want to eat her out. Okay? Like, no, I won't really do that unless we're in like a very like good setting to do that. But I'm just saying, you know, with consent. With consent. Sanaya gave me like this look like, bitch, you better say consent. Oh, we're ending this show today. No, I always ask to eat people out with consent. Always. Consent first, always and forever. That's how I roll. Okay? Everybody needs to ask consent. I don't care if you're in a monogamous relationship, a straight relationship. If you are in a relationship, you are not guaranteed sex. You ask for it. You ask for it with respect. Period. Now move. It's like, yes, I hate these corporate businesses that are banking on our sexuality, then try to turn around and say, oh, for every dollar earned, we will donate a dollar to the Gay Straight Alliance. No, motherfucker. No.
You should be doing that all year long then, if that's the case.
And it shouldn't just be a dollar. So now you're telling us that our money, that gay dollars, just right. like black dollars,
so
is only worth.
So basically we're supporting it?
Yeah. Yeah. So
we're doing what we do every day already?
Like $1 doesn't do shit. $1 doesn't do shit. And then somebody had the nerve to ask me, they're like, I don't get it. Why are people talking about, oh my God, June is so queer and black this month. Like, I don't get it. What do you mean you don't get it?
Well, first of all, it's black every month. I just want you to know.
It's black every day. Okay. As long as we are, I don't see my color changing every time soon.
Right. And also, it's queer every month, too. It's just that the fact that people wanted to use this month as the excuse to put it all out there. People are gay and trans and non-binary all fucking day, all every day. Like, it's not, this isn't new. So
no.
I don't know why people are acting like this is so confusing.
And then you guys want to get salty about, well, why don't we have a straight alliance month? Bitch, you have that every fucking day of your life. We go to school and what do we learn about? We learn about straight white history.
Right.
And we get 1 month, we get 1 month for blacks and we barely get a month for the Latinx and for our Asian folks. Okay. And there is an Asian month, an Asian Pride Month. Everybody should know that it's in April. Why aren't we teaching Asian American history? Why aren't we talking about it? Why are we not talking about it?
Yeah. There is no queer history that is being taught. And if there is any type of queer history or even queer sex education, it's not very good.
I mean,
can tell you that.
I will say, thank God for my alma mater, San Francisco State University, where a lot of sexuality research is done at. I was very happy that I was given the opportunity to learn ethnic history, queer history. Because we have an ethnicities department that set the paving stone. Okay, you can look that shit up. The ethnic studies department started at SF State. There was a big riot. Danny Glover was one of the active participants in the riots. Okay, but we don't talk about that shit. We don't talk about that shit. You gotta go to colleges that offer that to learn shit, which is straight bullshit.
I wasn't even offered a class on queer education or queer anything until I got to grad school.
That's the shit. That is some shit.
I didn't even have any access to any of that information until I was in grad school, which was just last year. And I'm 26 years old. So it's like, that'll tell you right there that as a queer person, as a black person, these things, these identities that I hold, that we hold, are not privileged ones. And so for celebrities, for companies to really just pick up and do whatever the fuck they want this month, we see you.
Don't
we see what you're doing, and we know that that shit's not genuine.
Because it's just like anything else. Whenever shit goes haywire, it's trending for 1 week and then goes silent for the next.
Right. We just passed that anniversary of our black squares, our blacked out squares last year.
I wasn't even going to acknowledge that because, listen, again, yes. Did I participate? Yes. But how often do I talk about black people? Almost every day.
That's right.
Especially almost every week. Because at the end of the day, my ass is black.
That's right. We're black.
We're black.
If y'all didn't know, I hope you guys knew that.
I'm sorry. You're going to unfollow me because I'm black, but you have in your bio, Black Lives Matter, Trans Lives Matter. Clearly it doesn't if you're unfollowing me. And to the sex positive community out there, again, Sanaya and I were talking about this one particular scale that was going around. We saw you. We saw you post this shit saying, oh, this is a great fact.
Yeah.
You should
y'all really did that.
Yeah. Y'all should be the ones getting deleted off and being muted and silent. If you don't want to know what we're talking about again, you can go onto my page. You can go onto their page, Ho on the Go, at Sapphire's Earplay, at Ms. Radio Sapphire. And we did post it in our stories. Because this is the shit that is harmful to the community. And let's as we wrap up, we can talk a little bit about social media and what type of harm things are going around. Because I know, especially for you, especially, a lot of your content is being stolen.
Yeah.
By companies that claim to be queer friendly, black friendly. But yet, there's a lot of colonization going on.
Yep. I just want everybody to know that POCs have been gender expansive, sexuality expansive for centuries. And like, y'all are literally Columbusing the fuck out of gender and sexuality. And it's so whack. Like, it's so whack. I have no words for people, honestly. Like, I will go on my page and I will use my platform to talk shit about all the people who suddenly come into these identities or into these communities and want to be accepted, but like have done nothing prior to that, or up until they decided to come out and share the world, are they actually being an active member or ally in the community? It's like, you can call yourself all the things that you want to be called, but at the end of the day, who you really are shows through your actions. And so being queer and being a non-binary person is much more than just me saying that. Like, I advocate for these people every day of my life by living and by sharing my story. What the fuck are y'all doing?
Mic drop. I wish I had that. Do. But seriously, you've held forums. You've held spaces for these communities. You've done the work. You continuously do the fucking work. And yet, these people cannot understand. It's not easy.
Yeah. And it's Oh, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, all I was going to say is just, I wish that celebrities, instead of just saying like, hey, I identify as this, can you talk about the hardship of how not easy it is to come out to your family, to your friends, to people who are supposedly your ride or dies, and then all
make
of a sudden
it seem real.
Yes. Like, someone else just recently came out, and again,
just about to say, wait a minute. Hold
so,
on.
So Leo Tipton, or Tippin. Tippin? Yeah. Leo Tippin. You may have seen them on America's Next Top Models, and I forgot what other show they were prominent on, but they came out as non-binary. But again, it's how they came out on social media during the first day of Pride. Like, stop.
Oh, see, you're talking about this person. I didn't even know. I was talking about Dream Doll, who came out as bisexual last week.
Wait, what? No.
Oh, I'm about to send you the screenshot. So one of our mutual polyam peoples sent me this in a DM and was like, look at this bullshit, because they've literally said, Dream Doll's announcement literally says, happy Pride Month. I'm proud to announce that I'm bisexual. What are you announcing? Like it's a fucking car? What the fuck?
You know what? I find it funny that Dream Doll is really trying to be relevant. Like, listen, you started on the Bad Girls Club.
That's where she did. And she was a bully. Let's not forget that.
You were a fucking bully. Oh, wait. Is this the coming out with you on a fucking zebra painted?
Yep, I just sent it to you.
I'm fucking done. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Yes, fully.
Again, listen, there needs to be a ban in the gay community. We need to start coming together and banning folks from coming out in June. Come out at the beginning of the fucking year. Come out on your actual goddamn birthday. Okay?
That's a coming out. Okay? That's coming out. You.
Yes.
That has to do with you.
Yes.
When you're coming, not to say that other people haven't come out during Pride Month, but it just shows that for you to come out during a time when we're literally celebrating community, to talk about yourself, that really fucking shows.
And I get it. I've heard somebody say to me, oh, maybe I should, you know, just like do a coming out because I see how much money you guys make. I'm sorry, don't put me in that category because my sexuality is not up for grabs. My sexuality is not being banked upon.
It's not. Like, and if we really want to talk about that, let's talk about how people are actually getting paid less for being trans and for being queer and for being non-binary. Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about the fact that there is a bill trying to be passed in Texas, okay? I've talked about this on Sapphire Zero Play's Instagram. There is a bill right now that is trying to be made in Texas to basically say, if you identify as trans, we have the right to fire your ass.
Uh-huh. If let's not forget about the one here in California where they're trying to say that they can basically search transgender youth if they want to join sports.
Yep. Oh, and there's also a ban going around that they are not going to allow the transgendered youth be a part of the community. Like, like you're not allowed to play sports because your child identifies as trans. I'm sorry.
And let's just talk about how the person that supports this is Caitlyn Jenner, nonetheless.
Listen, if Caitlyn Jenner becomes the governor of California, there are other trans leaders out there that are better, that are actually there for the cause. And you know
what?
That
are not white.
That are not white. You know, in the beginning, when it happened, I was happy for her. I was happy for her. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for, you know, coming on to the cover of Vanity Fair and changing the way fashion should be made. But at the end of the day, you fucked up and you continuously have fucked up for the community. You are a disgrace to the trans community, I believe. Personally, I believe you are a disgrace to the trans community. And if there's someone who is trans that's going to come after me for that, I'm sorry. But as a trans person, you should be ashamed if you are saying that your idol is Caitlyn Jenner. Mm-hmm. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yep.
Because there are other trans actors, actresses, activists out there who are worth mentioning.
Yep.
If anything, I want Dominique, Miss Electra from Pose. I want her to be president. Okay?
Okay. Because let's talk about how she served in that Mugler fashion show. And I still live for her runway. And I want to watch that video on a loop every day because it's amazing.
MJ Rodriguez.
Also amazing.
India Moore. India also Moore amazing. Especially. Because India goes in on all
India
the things.
India is also non-binary, I believe.
I want to say I agree with you on that.
Yes.
But again, these women, these people are the ones who are out there doing the fucking work. And you know what? I have to say this too. India Moore came out on a post recently. I want to say earlier last week and was talking about, you know, thank God for Pose and casting me because before I was working as a sex worker, struggling. Uh-huh. My life was being threatened day by day as a sex worker.
Yep.
If that doesn't speak volumes, I don't know what does.
Because now people are starting to realize that's why people, or that's why the queer community, the trans community, everybody is extremely thankful for Pose for really shedding light on the realities of our daily struggles.
And let's face it, Pride was not started by white people.
Nope.
Marsha P, black woman, black trans woman.
And her counterpart, who was literally
a brown trans woman. I'm blanking out on her name, which is shame on me.
Same. Terrible.
But, you know, again, Marsha P, there are great documentaries. Watch the Pride docuseries on FX if you want to get the work done. There are things. And listen, I know we've been rapping, but because again, there's just so much to talk about when you talk about sexuality and how we're banking on it. And yes, thank you, Hulu. Thank you, Stars, especially Stars. Stars, the network, they are showing more queer brown voices on their shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, P-Valley. Then there's is it P-Town or S-Town? Oh my God. It's one about P-Town.
Okay.
Talking about the narcotics in Providence in New England. And the main character is a brown lesbian.
Oh, okay.
Great show. Great, great show. But again, these are all shows that are giving queer voices of color acting gigs.
Mm-hmm. Not just queer white people.
No. There's more. There's more out there. There is more out there. So yes, Hightown. I'm sorry, not P-Town. Hightown. P-Town is the slang word that they call Providence Town. So,
got it.
Yes. Hightown, P-Valley. There was one that just opened up. There's like another show that came out on Friday talking about queer voices in erotica. So I'm like, thank you. Thank you. Let's keep it going. But stop just highlighting it for the month, just like what we do on our streaming platforms and saying like, here are the black voices of the month. Here are the Asian voices of the month. Just have that option 365 days a year.
Correct. Because if I want to watch a movie with only Asian people or for Asian people or whatever, or for queer folks or whatever, I want to watch it all the time, not
all
just
the time.
This month.
Yes. Don't just give me a limited time to watch all the queer shit I want to watch.
Yes.
Okay. Very I can true. Only torrent so much a year.
I've noticed that in terms of like demographic wise, at least for streaming platforms, the only thing that stays on like 365 is definitely black voices, since I've noticed since last year, and queer. Like there's always like LGBTQ whatever, and I'm just like, but then also normally for at least for the LGBTQ ones throughout the year, it's really shitty, the selection, until you get to Pride Month, when then it's like, oh, all the classics are up here and all the new shit's up here and all these documentaries are out. And it's like, well, you got to give them the same amount of time and care.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I said to myself I was going to go back in time and relive my L word moments. But then as I was going back and I was watching a documentary that was talking about trans voices, and I completely went over my head of how problematic it got, especially when it was talking about their trans characters. And that's why I'm so happy that now we have the L word, the next generation. I was going to hate it. I was really born to hate it. But then I watched it and I was like, oh my God, y'all got it right. Thank you.
It's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
You got everything. And the
definitely made it up. They made up for the flub.
They did. So thank you, Eileen Chaykin, because you did the research. You did the work. You heard the voices of your fans that said, hey, there are queer, there are brown, Asian, black folks who are trans, bisexual. Cast them. Cast them. Give them the voice.
Yes. And look at what we've got. Some good shit.
Yes.
Good shit.
Good shit. So don't say like, oh, don't DM us and be like, Sapphire, Sanaya, where can we... No, bitch. Do the work. Look it up.
Right.
You can look at our followings and you can find all the appropriate folks that you should follow. Because Sanaya especially has been on an unfollowing spree. I myself have just started to do some unfollowings.
I sure have.
As they're smudging their, you know, the energy. I love it. I live for it. Smudge all that negativity, the homophobia, the transphobia, the non-binary. Would it be non-binary phobia? Like binary phobia?
That's a great question. That is a good question. I'm not sure.
I wonder.
It falls under transphobia for now.
Okay.
Just it does.
All that shit. Let's just smudge it all away.
Yes.
Sanaya, real quick, I want people to, you know, make sure they stay in touch with you. You got anything coming up for the month or upcoming just in general? What you got for us?
Well, I am actually on a workshop hiatus for at least this month of June, because on top of Pride Month and all the other exciting fun stuff, Gemini season is just a season for all of my friends and family. So I'm basically gone, but y'all can find me on social media. Ho on the Go is my Instagram. The spelling of that is, you know, the Creole way. So H-E-A-U-X on the G-E-A-U-X. And then you can find me at Twitter at Hogo, because someone actually stole that handle. So I have to get it back. I have to figure that out.
You just made me realize I have to fix it on the bio. But it is going to be corrected on the bio by the time this recording is ended. So just make sure that all the resources are on there. Yes, Ho on the Go. Hogo on Twitter. Of course, your girl, I got folks lined up. Really good friend of mine, Ryan, who I will confess did not know that he is trans. And I'm excited to have him on next week. You might identify him on Instagram as Ryan Self Care University. We're going to get into a lot of good shit surrounding being trans, being a trans masculine man, also in the world of sexuality and sex education. So we're going to get into that very deeply next Sunday. And then, of course, taking off for Father's Day in respect of all the father-like figures. I'm not saying the fathers. I'm saying the father figures. Because some of us are not fortunate to have fathers in our lives. We do have father figures that need some honoring. So we're going to take a break from that. And then closing off Pride Month with Ayana. And Ayana is a great being, also forefront runner for sex education. So we're going to get into it. Like I said, it's going to get pretty gay here on Earplay, but we need it. We need it. Okay? It's going to be sexy. It's going to be gay. It's going to be informative. And of course, you can follow us at Sapphire's Earplay on Instagram. And of course, on your favorite podcasting streaming platforms like Anchor, Apple, Amazon, Pandora, iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, everything. It's everywhere. Don't tell me you can't find it because it's everywhere. It's fucking everywhere. I made sure of it, goddammit. And of course, you can follow me at Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE on Instagram, on Twitter. It's stop DMing me about threesomes. No, I'm not giving you a fucking threesome. Your ass does not deserve it, okay? Thank you. With that being said, safe sex is the best hot sex. Until next week, good night.
That was the show, all you sexy motherfuckers out there. Now remember, Ms. Radio Sapphire on Instagram, Twitter. For more Earplay fun, go to iTunes, all.